I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. When it comes to fabulous interiors, he's more than able, and she's always one tequila away from doing the splits on your table. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kyle Richards and Tom Felicia now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Beverly Hills night with a woman who we just watched say goodbye to her daughter and a man who can help redecorate her now empty bedroom. From the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, say hi to Kyle Richards. Looking great. And from Get a Room with Carson and Tom on Bravo, it is interior designer extraordinaire Tom Felicia. Hey, Tom. Great to see you.
Very happy to be here.
I know you just had dinner with Carson.
Yes,
I was supposed to be there, but I had a delay in my flight.
I know, we were waiting for you. No problem.
Since it doesn't look like we're getting to the bottom of Lucy Apple Juice Gate anytime soon, tonight we brought in an expert. It is my dog trainer, and he's the star of the Emmy-winning show Lucky Dog on CBS, Brandon McMillan. Hey, Brandon. Great to see you. Brandon spent a little time with Waka today. Waka walked out of the elevator, saw Brandon, and turned right around. And
yes, he did.
But then he jumped over him and was licking him. Guess what? Kyle Richards was the very first Real Housewife to meet my son today. Wow. I put him in Gucci just for you.
Oh my God. I'm so in love with him, I can't even take it. It's literally like holding Andy without the suit on. Like a little Andy.
I gotta tell you something, I want half of his onesies. I really want to put him on.
The onesie is kind of a great idea. I love
it
that.
It is, right?
Yeah, super easy.
I agree, and I love
easy
a jumpsuit.
Easy breezy.
Tom, I want to show you photos of Kyle's new home and get your thoughts, okay?
All right.
So,
Wow, a lot of color.
Our monitor, is screwed up here. It looks all purple, but that's all white.
No, yeah.
White.
Monochromatic.
Monochromatic, yes. And
nice.
That's
okay.
Okay. That's your like media room,
it's
Kyle, or your
the
den?
The library.
Okay.
Nice.
Slash Mauricio's office.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
By the
kitchen.
Way, he is the I think I have a big crush on your husband.
Me too.
Oh, well,
me too.
He's
the only
awesome.
One. The pool area. What do you think, Tom?
I think it's really great. Well, first of all, I love that you're representing sort of the classic home of all of the girls, I think, which is really nice.
Thank
you have a really nice sort of timeless house,
it
but
was
it still feels
1882.
Yeah, it's timeless, yeah. But it feels fresh. It feels like a young family. It's a little bit. It's got a little sort of edge to it. It's a little glam, but it's timeless. It'll age well.
Congrats, Kyle.
Good report.
By the way, the internet at page six, Gary Jannetty. Everyone was pointing out today that Kate Middleton was spotted in a Lisa Vanderpump-inspired blouse in London today. Isn't that, that wild?
That's hilarious.
I mean, that's...
Wow, they almost...
That's
yeah.
funny.
I mean,
they
kind of look related. That's amazing.
they look related.
It's uncanny.
Kyle really and Tom great. Came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, tonight on Beverly Hills, the dog drama continued as Teddy confessed to her part in Erica's chapel, while John Blizzard took his confession straight to the House of Vanderpump. Watch.
You have kind of complicated my life. Clearly, you seem to be a lot closer to Teddy.
I am. I get the call from Vanderpump Dogs. They said this thing happened with Dorit and the dog. Lisa wanted you to know.
Lisa wanted you to know.
I was kind of in it, and I couldn't go through with it.
What did she want you to go through with, baby?
Telling everybody what Dorit did.
Oh, God.
Obviously, John has said something to you.
He said, Lisa says it doesn't matter. Tell whoever.
Okay, right, you told her. But then you implicate me.
I put words in your mouth that were not true, and I will own that, and I'm sorry for that.
Lisa is now in a full tizzy. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. That is when I realize I am set up.
I didn't realize Teddy had said, bring the dog forward, and I'll ask if it's Dorit's dog.
She said that on text.
Oh, Miss Accountant. Ability own your poo.
So they're telling two different stories here, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's very interesting.
What do you think?
Well, okay, so first of all, I have two rescue dogs.
Okay.
And so I'm a big sort of it kind of hit me.
Well, I have five rescue
dogs. Okay, yeah. Yep. So it kind of hit me. And so the thing is that first of all, let's start from the beginning. I feel like, you know, one of the things that maybe has been a little glazed over is the fact that I love Dorit. I've known her for years. She used to stay at my house. I love Dorit. She's an amazing girl. She's fabulous. I used to know her before she had a British accent. I love her.
Wow.
But she's great. But I do think that she and her husband, maybe this is the second time they've gotten one of the dogs. They were a little maybe like they were gun shy.
Well, supposedly they didn't, after the first one, they said, come on, you got to get another dog. You got to get another dog. And she has little kids. Well, so
you cannot drop a dog off in a place where you're not sure exactly where it is. And if you're
okay, but hold on. I got to get into the
whole thing.
She didn't do that. No, someone wanted the dog and had been biting her kids and her husband, and she did not drop the dog.
They should have sent the dog to Brandon. But don't
tell
you that much.
Here's what should have happened.
I'm listening to all you guys very closely.
Yes,
but don't you think? But don't they have to sign a contract or something when they get a dog from Bundy Camp Dogs that you bring it back?
She should have just given the dog back to Lisa.
Just bring it back.
That's exactly what she should have done.
Simple.
Well, here's what LVP then invited Kyle and Dorit over for lunch, where she paired giant glasses of rosé with a hearty portion of Teddy is Guilty text. Take a look.
Ken went to Blizzard. And then he said, I want to see your phone and I want you to print out all your texts to Teddy.
Oh, gosh.
She says, have the dog there and I can say it looks like Dorit's dog.
There's no doubt that her hands aren't clean in this.
She wasn't alone in the situation.
That's absolute bullshit. I've never spoken to John Blizzard.
How did you know that Teddy knew?
Lisa called me.
How did you know that Teddy knew?
I didn't know at the time Teddy knew.
Lisa's saying she'd never spoke with John Blizzard, but someone told her something because she quickly let Dorit know. But who told you? Where'd you get the information?
Okay, go to WWHL.TV to tell us, who do you believe now, Teddy or LVP? Anything you want to say about that?
Well, I saw those texts in their entirety. Teddy had showed them to me, and you're only seeing part of those texts. So.
Right.
Yeah, the parts that make Teddy look guilty. So hopefully we're going to see the rest of those text messages.
Okay, looks like you guys are right now 68.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, ask a question.
With that scene, of course the poll is going to be like that. We haven't seen the rest of the texts.
I have a question. The only thing is that, so if Lisa was saying that she was not privy to the situation at whatever level.
Yes.
And Teddy was saying that she knew nothing about it, it feels like just in that situation alone, it feels like Teddy's maybe manipulating the truth more so than Lisa.
Teddy did know about it. She was told to say something at Vanderpump Dogs.
And she did say
it. She did know. She ended up not going through with it because she started to figure out what was going on. That's why she never told me. Anyway,
okay, well,
when did we become a mystery show?
We always knew. I know. I like it that it's a mystery show.
Jesus.
We always knew that Mauricio is an amazing husband. Tonight we learned that for a straight guy, he's really good at making things curly.
Oh, my God.
This was amazing that he did your hair.
That was amazing.
Well, here's what, Kyle, watch out, because the previously undisputed hottest house husband in Beverly Hills has some competition. That guy has your number. Actually, he has a lot of numbers. Watch.
The only free day we can do would be September 8th. So numerology, it's infinity, 8.
Add what up? That's just September 8th.
8 plus 9 is what? 17, right?
Right.
1 plus 7 is 8.
That was 8. Well, I don't know about how... Fine, I'm... How are we gonna do it?
I love it.
I love
it. Last week, we polled the audience on who they thought was the hottest house husband, and Aaron and Mauricio were neck and neck. So we're going to settle it once and for all. Go to WWHL.TV. Who's hotter, Aaron or Mauricio?
I vote for Mauricio.
Okay, you vote for Mauricio.
I mean, I think they're both very handsome.
Yeah. They're both very handsome, but, I mean, come on.
Did we find
but
out?
But he's also, like, he's so cute with the girls and everything. I mean, he's great with
Have we funny. Found out about Aaron's penis yet, or is that next week?
I found out about it, I think,
right.
next week.
I think
week,
that may be next
I
week. Okay,
fell
well,
off
we
my
may
chair.
Have to do this poll again. Okay. Well, Mauricio wins this one, 63%. Finally, on Queer Eye, Tom redesigns straight guys' digs, but does he also have an eye for what designs gay guys' dig?
Uh-oh.
Here's what we're going to find out with.
I did too. I was like,
we're going to find out with Decor Hating. Tom, we pulled 26 gay dudes about their interior design preferences. It's your job to guess how they answered.
All right.
Which flooring makes you scream yes, we asked the gay guys. Hardwood or marble?
Marble.
Hardwood, they said. What's more basic, track lighting or sconces?
Track lighting.
Yes, that is what they said. Which TV home designer would you want as your daddy? Chip Gaines or Ty Pennington?
Chip Gaines.
Yes, that is correct. That was very close. How deep do you like your kitchen sink? Farmhouse deep or double deep?
Farmhouse deep.
Yes, exactly. What's gayer, potted house plants or a rose garden?
Rose garden.
Yes, by Lanza. What makes you cringe more, recliners or toilet rugs?
Oh, gosh. Recliners.
Toilet rugs one. What's your favorite Fire Island house design? Nautical or shabby chic?
I guess I'm going to go with shabby chic.
It was nautical. Thank you very much for playing.
The new Galaxy S10 Plus phone from Samsung is an intuitive super phone with a ridiculously powerful camera and battery.
To prove just how epic this phone is, Anthony, our producer, is shooting behind-the-scenes footage with it all month long. Check out our Watch What Happens Live Instagram stories every night this month to see the incredible results.
You'll see that the new Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus captures images that will make you feel like you're right here with us in the clubhouse behind the scenes with Andy and his guests.
With the Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, Anthony takes his photo skills to the next level. He'll get gorgeous pro-level photos and videos. The Galaxy S10 Plus's camera hardware automates dozens of functions intelligently and applies settings to create incredible true-to-life images.
Plus, the Galaxy S10 Plus has an intelligent battery that lets you go longer and share power wirelessly with other wireless charging-enabled devices. Wireless PowerShare can boost energy to other devices just by placing them on the back of the Galaxy S10 Plus.
The new Galaxy S10 Plus is built to realize your ideas and capture your vision. Bring it with the next generation of Galaxy.
Brandon, you know, I posted a picture of Waka and the baby and everyone was losing their minds that they shouldn't be together.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that you could say to anyone about
that? Yeah, maybe a few things. As a professional trainer, I've evaluated thousands of dogs in my career. I've been training Waka now for 4 years. I know that dog very well. I've seen him with your baby. My professional opinion, Waka is very safe with your kid. So everybody out there who suddenly became a dog trainer on the internet, please shut the hell up.
Thank you. Let's go to Tim from Detroit. Hey, Tim, what's your question?
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, my question's for Kyle. Tonight, PK essentially praised Vanderpump for being a, quote, genius at manipulation and control. Except, of course, when Dorit is the victim of that. So I'm curious. PK knows Vanderpump very well. Kyle, did that comment make you think twice about how Vanderpump may have manipulated you in the past?
Well, I also know Lisa very well. And I, in a way, the way PK said it is, you know, Lisa's extremely bright. So I think when he was saying that, he was saying, yes, she's manipulative. She's very bright. She knows what she's doing. She's very clever. And those are, you know, attributes that I also can admire at times, but not when I'm on the receiving end.
Let's go to Dan from Brooklyn. Hey, Dan, what's your question?
Hi. Hi, Andy. Love you. And Kyle, I love you too. My question is for Tom.
Okay.
Were you attracted to Carson when you first met him?
So the first time I met Carson was actually at a gym that we both belonged to, and I actually thought he worked there because I walked in and he was with like four of the trainers, and he would say hello to me every time I would walk in, and he was so nice. I thought he either owned the gym or he was like a trainer's assistant. So
and
I didn't really.
By the way, he's very fit.
And he's super fit.
He's very fit.
I have to say, I love Carson. He's probably one of the funniest people that I've ever encountered in my
life. Really is.
Yeah. Next week on Beverly Hills, LVP and Teddy confront each other about the dog issue. And while the accountability is still murky, they do go all in on each other. Take a look at this sneak peek.
What's happening? No, I mean, it's everything I ever said before. I just left out some of the things in order to protect Reem.
I honestly feel like people were just upset for whatever reason. So we're talking about the other day.
I want to move on. It's all clear to me.
What's clear to you?
You were guilty by omission. You sat there when they're saying, who said bring the dog forward? And I saw the text. I was shocked. I feel betrayed by you.
Because I couldn't carry out your plan?
No.
Sorry.
We should rename that whole little situation you've got going on. Miss Inavoidability.
Okay. Brenda T. emailed, Kyle, has anyone told you you look exactly like Kacey Musgraves? Do you ever get mistaken?
All the time now. It's so funny. Yeah, it used to be Demi Moore. And now this is like Kacey Musgraves all the time.
Have you ever met Demi Moore, by the way?
I have.
Yeah. How did that go?
We kind of laughed about it because people, you know, would always, you know, say something to both of us about it. So, yeah.
Let's go to Renee from Indiana. Hey, Renee, what's your question?
Hi, Renee. So, Kyle, I'm wondering, do you believe NeNe leaks in this LVP real estate pump scandal?
Gosh, that's the most torturous question you could have asked me. Well, I'm obviously friends with both of them, although Lisa and I aren't speaking right now. But I don't know that NeNe would lie and make that up, but I don't know. I wasn't there, but I remember hearing about this way before NeNe talked about it publicly, so there.
Let's go to Richard from Philadelphia. Hey, Richard, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Tom. I want to know if it's true that you rejected Justin Bieber's request to stay in your upstate apartment.
It's actually, well, no, Justin Bieber and his girlfriend, Haley, wanted to rent my lake house. And we were just finishing, Carson and I were just finishing shooting Get a Room, and I said I would be willing to rent the house to him, but I didn't want to in the event that he had another house. And we found out that there was another house he was looking at. And I said, I'd rather you rent that house because I'm just starting my vacation and you could come over for a drink. And then it turned into Tom said no to the Bieber. And
oh,
it was like
wow.
A whole thing. And
did he come over for a drink?
No.
Oh. Jumbo Bravo fan said, Kyle, why did Teddy say she never told a lie, then proceeded to lie when the housewives were in the Bahamas? Should she apologize to LVP for that?
You'll find out in the upcoming episodes.
Okay. Let's go back to
it
the phone.
It becomes more clear.
Wait, so Teddy didn't lie? Was that word?
No, she did not. No, it gets explained later. You'll see. This is really becoming a murder mystery. Like,
I know.
It's like
dead body.
Somebody did it in the library with a candlestick.
Yes, I know. That's what I said. Loosey goosey in the library.
Al Facebooked on our walkabout. What was your opinion on the condolence letter drama with Erica and LVP?
Well, I think personally think that a handwritten note takes more time and effort than a text, so, or flowers, so I thought that was nice.
What did you do, by the way?
I sent her flowers and called her.
Right. You're much closer.
But they're not as close. So for me, that made sense.
I'm only watching, but what I got from it was that I think that the letter was very, I thought it was very, it was the proper thing to do. But I think that she was saying that she felt like she just wished that there was like an outreach. And not, I don't know their dynamic, you do.
They're not close.
They're not
all.
Close. Yeah. So maybe that's, but I think that's what, I think she was, that was what she was insinuating. I think that she wanted like, just like a, hey, are you okay? Not just the proper thing. I mean, which I think they're both. I didn't send anything. So.
Kyle, Hufflepuff That wants to know, which former Beverly Hills housewife would you rather have return, Carlton or Brandy?
Brandy.
Okay, Bill360 wants to know if Tom is in a relationship.
No, I'm single.
Oh, I like it. Donna Yu wants to know, Kyle, were you surprised to see Teddy and Erica get closer this season, and do you think it'll last?
I was not surprised because they're both great girls. I hope it lasts, but you never know around here.
DDO wants to know, Tom, which of the new Queer Eye guys is the hottest in your opinion?
I would say Karamo.
Maggie R. texted, Kyle, have you ever met the woman that Dorit gave Lucy apple juice to?
No. Oh. I have not. I didn't meet... I met Lucy, whatever the dog's name is.
Did you ever meet Lucy Applejuice?
Only at Vanderbilt Dogs. I never knew about the dog.
She's cute.
She is cute. And by the way, people kept saying, you should be worried about the dog. We knew from episode one the dog was safe at Vanderbilt Dogs, so that was not a concern. We knew the dog was fine.
Right.
So, yeah.
Lucy
Applejuice. Lucy Applejuice.
One of the most famous dogs in the country.
I mean, Lucy Applejuice and Lassie.
Yes.
They're like right up there together.
Yes. Finally, they introduced the new bachelorette, Hannah B., and she could barely form a sentence. You know what? All you have to say is, will you accept this rose? You have until May to learn it. You can do it. Thanks for watching, everybody. Don't drink and drive. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Tom. It's the after show with Kyle and Tom and Brad. Let's go back to the phones. We have Marty from Florida. Hey, Marty.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, what's your question?
Well, with Sophia having gone to college in tonight's episode and everything going on today with the college scam of Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, I wanted to know, Kyle's, if anyone in her circle has ever had an issue like that, if she's ever heard of anything with her friends getting their kids into college.
We know a lot of people in that circle, and it was really shocking today. And, Sophia knows all of those girls. And
you're friends with Lori, right?
Yeah, and they're really great people, and you kind of just go, I'm really so confused by all of this. And yeah, it's sort of like it's everyone's talking about it today, in our world and in our circle. But we, until today, had never heard this ever existed. Maybe I'm naive. I didn't even know that existed.
Let's go to Tiff from Wisconsin. Hey, Tiff, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, congrats on your son. My question is for Tom. I want to know who you think, which housewife has the tackiest decor?
Oh, okay, wow.
Have fun with that.
Okay. I would have to say, oh my gosh. I mean, I hate to say this because I know her, but I feel like I dislike Dorit's house the most.
Okay.
I don't know. I just don't love the style of the house.
Okay.
Like, it's kind of like, I feel like.
I can't figure out
I'm trying to think of the other house. The house is very confusing from the outside. I feel like yours is very classic. I think Renna's is a little bit more traditional, a little bit more sort of California traditional kind of thing happening.
All right.
This is the most confusing to me. I just don't understand.
Yeah, no, I can't understand,
understand
the layout either. I do. Yeah. Dylan from Texas. Hey, Dylan, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for Kyle. Who was the drunkest housewife in the Bahamas?
Oh, in the Bahamas.
Oh, gosh. That's going to be hard, right?
That would be like saying who was the most drunk at Andy's baby shower.
Yeah.
It's a really tough one.
That's true.
At the club, we were all overserved.
Let's go to Judy from North Carolina. Hey, Judy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. It's Judy on Hatteras Island.
Hey, Judy.
You?
Great.
First off, I want to say to Brandon that I watch Lucky Dog every afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Nice.
Nice. And my question for Kyle is this. Out of all the Housewives shows, which one of the Housewives do you think is most successful and least successful?
Ooh, in what way?
Isn't that a question for Andy? what is the I think that Beverly Hills is far the most successful. What do you mean?
Which housewife do you think is the most successful?
Oh, I thought you meant Housewives.
No.
I honestly, you know, and if I look at our cast, I can tell you that every woman is doing so much, you know, not only their mothers and wives, but we're all working so hard, you know, every single one of us across the board. So we don't have a slacker in the group.
That's
so,
true. You all
yeah, we
are.
We really
are.
Yeah, we all have true. A lot of balls in the air. Yeah. And
Brandon, you have Tom's present for me?
Do I have what?
Do you have Tom's present for me? Tom, did you have to bring?
No. I have.
Tom,
you have. For you.
Oh, okay.
Anybody
sorry.
Have any presents for me?
I'm like, wait a minute. You have sorry. A present for me? I'm like, wait a minute.
Thank you.
He's the best dog trainer in the world. Oh yeah, this is for you. Okay, no, it's kind of a funny little thing.
No, I like it.
Okay,
oh
it's God. For Benjamin. So it's, and there's
oh my
a card.
God,
but
I
just
love
thought it was
this.
The cutest thing in the world.
This is a leather. Rhino!
Yes.
With a gorgeous pattern.
I know, I love him.
I love it, thank
I gave
you.
Him, I gave him to one to my goddaughter. This is my goddaughter's bracelet, one wow. of my goddaughters, and she literally
this
carries it around.
This is gorgeous.
With her.
Well, I don't think really he's going to be able to carry this around with him.
Well, not now, oh. but in the future.
Oh,
the
okay, good. Told, I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, thank you, Kyle. Yeah. Thank you, Brandon. For more, click around BravoTV.com, you guys. Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that yeah. I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.